AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. As the Justice Department continues its review, Republicans in Congress are demanding answers about documents with classified markings that were discovered in November at a Washington, D.C. think tank. President Biden had an office there after his vice presidency. More from CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
The new Republican chairman of the House Oversight Committee says his panel will investigate the matter. Kentucky Congressman James Comer has written the White House seeking more details about what was found at the Penn Biden Center and who might have had access to it. In a separate letter to the head of the National Archives, Comer suggests political bias at that agency because it didn't alert Congress or the public to the Biden documents the way it did disclose the fact that documents marked classified were being held by former President Trump.
The French Interior Minister says police, quote, rapidly neutralized an attacker at a train station in Paris this morning. More from the BBC's Jerry Smith.
Six people are reported to have been wounded by a knife-wielding attacker at one of France's busiest railway stations, the Gare du Nord in Paris. Police are said to have shot and injured the assailant before detaining him.
California's governor says at least 17 people are now dead from the storms that have pummeled the state the past few weeks. CBS's Dina Demetrius has more from Los Angeles.
Parts of California are submerged after another day of dangerous weather.
Because of the prior storm, the ground was much more saturated, which led to a lot more flooding and a lot more rescues.
Storm after storm battering the West Coast over the past 4 days. They are part of a so-called atmospheric river that is bringing heavy rain, flooding, and landslides.
Federal prosecutors in New York have now filed terrorism-related charges against Trevor Bickford in connection with his alleged machete attack on three NYPD police officers in Times Square New Year's Eve. CBS's Matt Piper with details.
The 19-year-old officials say allegedly targeted the iconic yearly celebration to carry out a brazen act of violence and hatred in the name of jihad. They say he shouted Allahu Akbar before striking one officer in the head and attempting to grab another officer's gun.
Officials in the Netherlands have published an old map believed to reveal where German soldiers hid millions in riches looted during World War II. CBS's Tina Kraus has the story.
Modern-day explorers are descending on the Dutch town, which was on the front line in World War II, hoping to uncover the booty German soldiers looted after a bank explosion in 1944.
The Dutch got the map from a German soldier shortly after World War II, tried to find the treasure in 1947, but came up empty. No Mega Millions jackpot winner on Tuesday night. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual.
Join me tomorrow morning as Governor Evers graces the Civic Media airwaves via the Earl Ingram Show, 9:15 a.m., on 540 AM WAUK and 101 FM, The Shaw.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Dana Perry. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it twice a day.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share it with my doctor. Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association. In partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUK Radio.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And welcome back to the second hour of the program. On the line with us is our old buddy Charles Sauer, the libertarian economist and president of the Market Institute, the author of the book Profit Motive, What Drives the Things We Do. MarketInstitute.org is the website, Market Institute, the Twitter handle, and also Charles's personal email, or Twitter, excuse me, is at Charles Sauer, S-A-U-E-R. Charles, welcome back. So I'm looking at an article here from The Hill from 2011, the last time the Republicans had control of the Senate. And it starts right out. Senators Lindsey Graham, Rand Paul, and Mike Lee previewed their proposal on Fox News, saying they want to raise the retirement age from 67 to 70. And they want to use the same formula that basically Reagan imposed when in 83, when he raised the retirement age from 65 to 67. And I'm saying we should drop the retirement age down to 60. I call it cash for geezers because it would clean out a lot of old people from the job market and open a lot of space for, you know, millennials and zoomers to come into the marketplace. And all we'd have to do is just lift this regressive tax cap. And everything would be good. What say you?
Well, I say I want to have your magic credit card that you have. That would be great. I would be able to buy all sorts of stuff that I couldn't afford on my budget today. But with the magic credit card, yeah, it sounds like a great plan. Clear the old people out of the market and just spend freely on whatever you want.
Well, the magic credit card is real simple, Charles. You simply start having multimillionaires, millionaires, billionaires. Hell, people who make over $140,000 a year, not even millionaires, pay their fair share of Social Security. Right now, if you make over $140,000 a year, you pay nothing into Social Security. How's that right?
Well, first off, you know that the numbers behind this don't work out, right? So there's two ways that you can raise the limit. You can raise the limit and not give increased benefits to those people. But of course, that makes it a welfare plan. And the left has unified around rejecting anything that makes Social Security a welfare model. Or you can continue to pay those people more money, in which case, realistically, you just continue to bankrupt the system because that's all you're doing, especially if you go with the way that the left explains the system, where if you pay in, you get money out.
Wait a minute.
So realistically, raising the caps won't do anything, or it'll turn it into a welfare program. And if you want to do that, then we can talk about it because
past each other, or and you're talking about something that's not what I'm talking about, or I'm misunderstanding you, or what you're saying doesn't make sense. Let me just clarify. Right now, if a person makes more than $140,000 a year, more or less, it's $143,000, I think, this year. If they make more than that, they no longer have to pay, 5.6% of their income into Social Security as the Social Security tax, and their employer doesn't have to match it.
Correct.
So what I'm saying is if we were to capture those literally millions of people who make more than $140,000 a year, the hundreds of thousands who make more than $1 million a year, the 30 or 40,000 who make over $10 million a year, and have all those people pay the same 5.6% or whatever the amount is into Social Security that, that, you know, presumably average people, you and me, pay into Social Security, then there would be enough money in that program to pay for people to retire at 60 instead of 65. That's what I'm saying. Now, the math on that actually, I believe, does work out, number one. But number two, the other effect it would have, and I'm guessing your rebuttal to this would be inflation, but the other effect it would have is by, let's say, half of the people between 60 and 65 would take the choice, would, you know, take that option, would say, okay, cool, I'll retire now. And that's going to open up lots of jobs at the low end of the job market, or at the in terms of age, entry level. And that is going to have a positive effect on raising wages, which as wages go up, Social Security collections go up, which further enhances the Social Security Trust Fund. What am I missing?
Well, I think the last two conclusions you made we can debate about, but let's put those aside because I don't think that that goes to the point. We do have to agree on one more factoid here, and that's the last 11 trustees reports that have come out of Social Security says that Social Security currently goes into debt, or the taxes that come in for Social Security don't constitute what goes out starting in around 2033 to 35.
As was planned by Reagan.
So we need to do something not planned about the people that actually when Social Security was created, but was planned during the Reagan changes. Yes.
Right. But look, you know, that was because of the boomers retiring. I mean, you know what? And Reagan was right about this, by the way. It was actually Alan Greenspan and Daniel Patrick Moynihan. But you know, they looked at this demographic bulge, the boomers, you know, the post-war generation coming down the road. And they said, when these people start, this is like a, you know, the rabbit moving through the python. When these people start retiring, it's going to, you know, the system won't be able to pay for them all. And so what they did was they, you know, raised the tax that we all, they almost doubled the tax that we all pay on Social Security so that the boomers would be essentially double taxed. And they took all that surplus money. At that time in 1983, there was no Social Security Trust Fund. There was a checking account, basically, and all the money that came in funded all the money that went out. And everything had worked from the 30s up until 83. But looking forward, they said, we're going to need to set aside a couple of $1 trillion for when these people retire. And they have. I mean, there's 2-point-something trillion right now in the Social Security Trust Fund. And the goal is that by the time the last of the boomers die around 2045, that trust fund will be back down to zero and Social Security will be back to pay as you go. That's all. None of that is like anything to be freaked out about. That's how it's supposed to work.
Well, the trust fund is all IOUs. So I want to get back
to
the first point that you're talking
treasuries
about.
Treasuries are IOUs. You know, if you think that the treasuries have no value, you know, please buy some and send them to me.
so look, we can talk about all of that later. But if we talk about your solution, which again I call magic money, we have two problems that I see. First off, we have an expanding lifespan, so I would think that you would want to continue raising the retirement age just as our lifespans increase.
Well, maybe, but in the last 3 years, the lifespan in America has actually gone down. You know, ever since the Trump administration.
We need to deal with the Chicago crime incidents.
No, it's, I like that.
If you look at COVID things, we all got off the street. The death rates ended up being somewhat flat, and we were going to have some sort of a death rate.
But we lost
from
a million people to COVID.
But if we get back to your point, if you are going to increase taxes on rich people for Social Security, okay, I get it. Interesting point. Now you have to figure out where the money is going to go. If the people that are putting the money into Social Security don't get it back, then the left has to admit that it is not a welfare program. If, on the other hand, they get the money back, then it's not going to solve your problem. So you can continue getting money from rich people. First off, it's not going to solve the Social Security problems. And I believe there's multiple papers that point that out. But in order to do it, you have to make Social Security a welfare program. I'm more than happy to agree to that.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that
is going to jump on board?
Are you saying that because that any program that rich people pay into it instantly becomes a welfare program, but programs that are only paid into by people who make under $140,000 a year are not welfare programs? I don't understand how you're defining welfare programs here, Charles.
Well, this is currently, if you pay into the system, you get money out. And so rich people, you stop paying at $140,000 because you also stop getting that extra retirement benefit out from it. So there will be some transfer of wealth, increased Social Security.
But there's already some transfer of wealth. I mean, you know, people making, you know, most Americans don't make $140,000 a year. The median personal income in the United States is what, $36,000, I think. The median household is around 55, something like that.
Well, if you want to take the median, that's a really bad way to look at it. When Larry Kotlikoff looks at the statistics, he's the one that actually revolutionized this, because if you're young, you're likely making less. And if you're older, hopefully you're making more. So when you're looking at the median, you're honestly looking at somebody who's, what, 35 years old. So that's not a good way to look at
the
economy.
Well, you look at the median rather than...
We really need to look at the median income of retirees, and then we could have a conversation.
Okay. All right. I thought you were arguing for an average. But
no, a median number on what everybody makes in the economy just doesn't do us any good talking about Social Security.
Well, and the flip side of that, though, is when people start talking about averages, then suddenly you've got Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg totally distorting all the numbers.
No, I agree. This is just it's the time value of, if we're going to talk about retirement, right? We need to talk about what the average is of people retiring, and it's just going to be higher.
Charles, we have 2 minutes till we hit a hard break I can't control. Are you with the Republicans who are saying, I'm guessing as a libertarian, you think Social Security should not even exist. Are you with the Republicans who are arguing that we should raise the retirement age up to 70 or maybe even higher?
So I guess I want to make a broader point here, and I want to say one of the things that Republicans have pushed over the past couple of decades, and I've disagreed with, is the privatization of Social Security. And that's because you have this weird thing where you now take money out of people's pockets and push it into the markets. But if we're going to have Social Security, I do think the retirement age should be increased. I like it capping at $140,000, but I do think that we should make it more of a welfare program where people that are poorer or further under the, maybe if they're under the poverty level or closer to the poverty level, should get a bigger chunk of the money that goes in there. So if we have this program, that's the way it's going to be distributed. I think that would be great and actually work for our economy better and actually do what the program is supposed to do. I think that the fact that the left keeps talking about this as something that you pay into and you get money out of does a disservice for what it actually works for. And that's helping people that weren't making enough actually afford retirement.
Well,
but yeah,
let's get rid of
the program. I think that'll help everybody out. Studies show that you get more money from people donating if the government isn't taking money in the first place.
In other words, the old Republican or the both Republican and Libertarian refrain that old age poverty should be dealt with by private philanthropy.
Studies show 4x money will go into private philanthropy.
Four times as much? You think suddenly rich people are going to get generous because there's no more Social Security?
If you look at something like when the tidal wave hit, I just blanked on where the most recent tidal wave is. Uh-huh. But when you see these emergencies, money flows in.
Sure, that's an emergency. Well, okay, we're out of time. I'll leave you with the last word. Charles Sauer. MarketInstitute.org, Charles Sauer, S-A-U-E-R on Twitter, Market Institute on Twitter, Charles's book, Profit Motive. Charles, thanks so much for dropping by. It's always nice having a rational conversation with you. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Dana Nessel has opened a criminal investigation of phony electors in Michigan. I'll tell you about that right after this.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day with no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. That's 800-307-0603.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartmann. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartmann, Air America host Tom Hartmann shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartmann shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartmann.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartmann. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartmann here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmannReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmannReport.com. It's 23 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. I was going to tell you about Dana Nessel. Hang on, Kevin. I'll get back to you in just a moment. The Attorney General for the state of Michigan, Dana Nessel, has reopened a criminal investigation into this group of 16 Republicans who signed these fake elector certifications that actually got sent to the Vice President Mike Pence, the Michigan Secretary of State, the National Archivist, and the Chief Judge of the Western District of Michigan. And she's saying, you know, this is a crime. She had originally, a year ago, investigated these folks, and she turned it over to the feds and said, you know, this is really a federal crime. It's happened in five states here, or six states. And the feds should prosecute these people, not me. And a year has gone by, and the feds haven't even made any serious attempts, it looks like, to prosecute them. Merrick Garland apparently wimping out again. And so she's taken it back.
She said, quote, I'll be blunt about it. Yes, I'm a little worried that over a year has passed. And so she's doing this. So she's going to go after these folks. And I think that, you know, she said it was an effort to overturn a lawful election. And I think that type of activity cannot go without consequences. Quite candidly, yes, we are reopening our investigation because I don't know what the federal government plans to do. The Republican Party of Michigan had a thoughtful and pithy response, quote, once again, Dana Nessel, the attorney general, once again, Dana Nessel has proven that she is both incompetent and incapable of performing her job at the PAC, on the taxpayer dime. Right. She's the chief law enforcement officer for the state. You've got 16 people who committed a crime under both state and federal law. She has decided that she is going to investigate and perhaps prosecute these people. And the Michigan Republicans say, ah, proof that she's incompetent. Really? It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. All righty, let's pick up some of your phone calls here and see what's on your mind. Shay in Jacksonville, Florida. Hey, Shay, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Good afternoon and Happy New Year to you and your family and everyone.
Thank you. Back at you.
Thank you so much. Trying to put my calm suit on when I call and talk to you because honestly, I feel like I'm in just a raging mess a lot of times about things that are going on. But I did want to put this bug in your ear real quick. You know Michael Moore, and Michael Moore did a great movie some years ago called Sicko.
Mm-hmm. I remember.
And it was, was excellent. And I would really be ingratiated to you if you feel so led to do, if you would call him and ask him if he could put this movie in theaters, a limited time or something.
Isn't it available online? Isn't it available through like Netflix or Prime or something like that?
I don't know. I had a copy of it myself. I had a DVD and I lent it to someone and never got it back.
Mm.
But it made an indelible impression on me.
Oh, it's an amazing movie. I mean, that and... Shay, did you see his movie, Where to Invade Next?
No.
Oh, you've got to see. That's his most recent one, I believe. And in that, he revisits a little piece of Sicko in that he goes to one of the countries that he says we should invade and looks at their healthcare system. It's all, you know, great ideas around the world, basically. It's called Where to Invade Next. Shay, I got to run.
Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We'll be right back with more of your calls after this. 27 minutes past the hour, helping you win the water cooler wars.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. That's 800-880-5013.
Hey, Pack Rat.
Yeah, you.
Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood, but did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions
sessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family. Call pack rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, pack rats.
800-334-5468. 800-334-5468.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
CBS News Brief, Republicans in Congress want to know more about how documents with classified markings ended up in an office President Biden used after he left the vice presidency. More from CBS's Scott McFarland.
There are roughly 10 documents with a range of classification levels, highly classified included, perhaps no surprise. The new House Republican majority is pouncing on this, calling for new investigations.
California is getting more of what it needs less of. Rain, Governor Gavin Newsom.
This place is soaked. And now just more modest amount of precipitation could have as equal or greater impact in terms of the conditions on the ground.
Director Steven Spielberg has won two Golden Globes for The Fablemans.
Here's my dad, Arnold, and my mom, Leah. She is up there cavilling about this right now.
The Golden Globes aired on NBC. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at thericksmithshow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'm Chris Jakimic. I served in the United States Air Force, and I deployed 3 times. So in 2017, I was serving as an Air Force First Sergeant. Our motto in that role is, my job is people, everyone is my business. But unfortunately, in that year, I would lose my own brother, Lance Corporal Adam Jakimic, to suicide. The majority of veteran suicides are from guns. I store my weapons securely, not only for myself, but for my family. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide. My service never stops.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. And if there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire 3-hour podcast is available over at tomhartman.com. It's 34 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. And Paul in Woodinville, Washington. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Oh, goodness, Tom. The conversation with Charles Sauer, I'm sorry, he violated, you know, the correlator to Godwin's law. You know, the first one to say Hitler loses. But the corollary loses the argument. The corollary is the first one to say Social Security is trust fund is nothing but a bunch of IOUs loses the argument.
Amen.
And it also tells me he doesn't know a damn thing about Social Security. Nothing he said in that conversation was true. It was all made up. Every bit of it was made up. It was just right wing made up.
Well, that's pretty broad, Paul. If you have specifics you want to share?
Well, let's look at the facts. The Social Security Trust Fund, as you pointed out, trust fund surplus was created by Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill in 1984. They agreed to raise the FICA tax from 4% to 6.2% and create a trust fund, a surplus, which, by the way, topped out in 2022, last year, at about $3 trillion. And it's being drawn down, it will be drawn down, that surplus, which, by the way, they say, oh, Social Security's going to be broke. It's going to be broke in 2033. But it's not broke. There was never a surplus, as you pointed out. There was never a surplus before, and except in 1983, the Social Security payoff had to borrow from the general fund, and they paid it all back. And that's why they decided that if Social Security is going to continue for the baby boomers, we need to raise the baby boomers have to pay for themselves. Here's the problem: is that while $3 trillion is a mighty surplus, it was actually supposed to be more than that. But in the 40 years since that agreement, wages have stagnated. We have had three periods of continuing longer stagnation of the minimum wage. The minimum wage at $3.35 lasted for 10 years and 3 months from 1981, from the time Ronald Reagan took office till April of 1991. It stagnated at $5.15 for 10 and a half years, and it has stagnated at $7.25 for 15 years now. And if we, as you pointed out, if wages were higher, more would be contributed to Social Security, and the Social Security Trust Fund surplus would have been closer to $6 trillion and would have made it through the end of the baby boomers' lives, which is about 2043.
Right. Or if the billionaires had been paying their fair share of Social Security taxes and the multimillionaires and the mere millionaires, then the same thing. Because, I mean, yeah, I just saw the headline just a few minutes ago that just since the pandemic, just in the last 3 years, the average wealth of billionaires in America has increased by a full third. Now, the middle class of America, the wealth has actually decreased during that period of time. But the billionaires, they've got it, you know, a third more than they had before.
But the trust fund is not IOUs unless you consider U.S. Treasury bonds to be IOUs. I mean,
which technically they are.
As a matter of fact, they are special issue Treasury bonds, which means that they can be redeemed at any time that they are needed by Social Security. And still collected 1.8%. They make 1.8% on average, and they can be redeemed to pay off benefits. If he wants to call those IOUs, by the way, the Social Security Trust Fund is a creditor of the national debt, for crying out loud. What do you mean IOUs?
Right.
We owe them. What are you talking about, IOU? You owe us. That was the whole lockbox thing, is the whole argument about whether the Social Security Trust Fund should be open to being used to fund projects like building bases in other countries. Actually, it's used for things like building schools and stuff like that. It is used, and there's a small percentage of return of interest that's made at it, 1.8%. And the other thing is, I mean, this whole thing is IOUs. That they used to say it's a Ponzi scheme. Well, this Ponzi scheme that it's been making regular payouts since 1940. It was passed in 1935. The first single payouts went out in 1938. Ernest Ackerman, who worked one day in 1937, he made 5 cents. He got 17 cents. He made a pretty good return on his money in one payout. In 1940, Ida Mae Fuller was the first recipient of Social Security. She was 65, and she lived to be 100. And since then, Social Security has paid out over $12 trillion to more than 500 million Americans. Now, if that's a Ponzi scheme, I wonder where it ends. That's, right. you know,
Charles Ponzi was maligned.
Exactly. And it was just, that was just made up just to, just more of this rhetoric, just, you know, and of course they want to raise, they want to privatize it and raise the age so that, why? Well, so that the banksters can use it as investment and reap the profits while fewer people actually are allowed to collect it. That's absolutely right.
They
can't wait to get hold of a $3 trillion trust fund. Oh, they'd love to get hold of that and then make it harder for people to collect.
Right, and skim even a tenth of a percent off the top, you know, every year.
No kidding.
I mean, it's just a mind-boggling amount of money. The one thing, though, that I agree with your critiques by and large. The one thing I want to say in Charles's defense is that we are finding that we are finding it nearly impossible. And you've been listening to this program for years, Paul. You know, I used to debate conservatives at least twice a week. I mean, that was the signature of this show. And for the last, I don't know, since the Trump administration began, really, since 2016, 2017, Republicans won't come on the program anymore. And conservatives, by and large, won't. And Charles does. He's a friend, and he's willing to come on the program and debate it, on these topics. And I just want to honor him for that. I mean, and debate it without yelling at me, right? I think it's a public service.
Okay, Tom. And so I say it this way: as a person to person, I'm one of the most non-confrontational people you'll ever meet. I'm just a nice guy. But you know what? When it comes to debate and talk radio, I'm going to knock you flat. Okay, it's football. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
And it has nothing to do. Like, I sure I could sit down with Charles and have a good time. You and me and Charles could have lunch and it'd be very nice. But you know what? That's the way it goes. If it's a position and it's a debate, that's just personal.
Yeah, no, and I didn't take it personally, but I do think that you know, I did well in the debate, shall we say.
Well, you pointed out the thing, and that's why I'm saying he did not. You notice he didn't counter anything that you said. He moved on to something else.
Right.
Every time you would say something of fact, he would move on to something else. And that's what they'd have to keep running. They have to do the Gish Gallop to get through it and keep making things up, because no, you put a stop at every point. And those are the things. If we had not had stagnant wages over the last 40 years since the Reaganomics, supply side Reaganomics has done two things that are immediate. Number one, it has forced us into this inflation because we don't have domestic options, so our supply side is not there. We have the demand. We have 3.5% unemployment. That's fantastic. But we don't have the supply. So they keep saying we have to raise interest rates to cool down the economy. I mean, can you believe that? They say the Biden economy is struggling, but we have to raise interest rates to cool it off. It's a, what? Wait a minute. I'm thinking,
right.
You're talking about both
sides
here.
Welcome to Whiplash. Yeah. No, yeah. I totally get it. Paul, I need to get other callers in here, but thank you for all the call, and thanks for all the brilliant points that you made. And as always, you brought a machine gun to a knife fight here. You brought all the data. I appreciate it. Good talking to you. Steve in Phoenix, Arizona. Hey, Steve, what's on your mind today?
Hey there, Tom. I want a seat at that table with you and Paul and Charles Sauer.
That would be interesting, wouldn't it?
I'll enjoy a lunch and have a martini and a glass of wine or something. Man. Paul really hits it out of the park, and so does a lot of people do, Morris and Norman, and I can't even think of them all. There's just, you know. But anyways, he's just so ridiculous because, you know, right now I'm looking at the table, a median net worth in the United States, and for 65 to 74-year-olds, I'm looking at $266,500 approximately. That's median.
Wow.
And that's the average folks. That can include a house. Now, that might sound like a lot, but it's not all that much, really. And another thing to consider, a lot of companies don't provide pensions anymore. And if you don't have a pension, you're going to need every dime you can get.
Yeah.
And Social Security is woefully inadequate. I spoke to Bernie on your show a number of years ago, and I told him, I says, I think it should be raised by 50%. And he thought that might be a bit high, but in reality, it probably should due to the change of CPI, you know, that Reagan instituted and stuff like that. And another thing to remember, too, I don't know how old Charles Sauer is, but, you know, he looks to be, you know, around middle age possibly, or whatever, in good shape. He's a beefy guy. Now, let's suppose he gets hurt or injured or something. Now, Social Security also provides disability.
That's right.
And there's an awful lot of...
And you can't even buy the policy that is as good as Social Security. You know, my friend Michael Hutchison broke his neck and was paralyzed from the neck down for the rest of his life. Social Security provided everything for him and gave him an opportunity to live independently and live with some dignity.
I remember you telling that story, and it's a good story to repeat to folks often, you know. And
he was in his 40s when it happened. I mean, you know, that's...
That's still a relatively young man. And you don't have to actually, you don't have to be, be totally incapacitated like he was. You can have mental issues. You can have arthritic issues. There's just a whole boatload of things that can qualify you for Social Security disability that you aren't able to hold a job for.
Yep.
And a lot of people don't realize that, and it's something that's very important.
Yeah.
But, I want to just add, you spoke about Where to Invade Next. That is wonderful. I'm all for that. That was a good movie by Michael Moore.
Yeah.
And also, we just got to stand fast for no cuts and just stand tight. Well, Tom, I better let you go because I know you got a bunch of
thanks.
Calls.
Thanks a lot, Stephen. By the way, Sean looked up Sicko, and it's available on both Netflix and Amazon Prime. So, Mike, and also all of Michael Moore's movies apparently are available over on his website, although I believe you have to pay for them. But Steve, thank you for the call. Gary in Edwardsville, hey. Illinois. Hey, Gary, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Huge fan here.
Thank you.
I was listening to your dialogue with a guy on Social Security. I was not on his side, but you missed an important point that he brought up.
Okay.
He didn't make it clear, and you missed it. If the billionaires pay more into Social Security, they'll simply just take more out on retirement, and it'll have a zero effect.
Well, that was Charles's point, was that's why he said, you know, if we did that, it would become a welfare program. What he really meant was it would become a transfer of wealth program. If the billionaires are paying more into Social Security, but the cap, the amount of Social Security that goes out is capped, and it is right now.
It is. It's $4,194.
Yeah,
and that's
per
month. If you work till 70.
Right.
Or $3,345 at full retirement.
Right.
So, yeah, it is capped.
So
and
just keep the cap.
That welfare, and I call it common sense.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. But, he was right that it would represent a transfer of wealth. It would become a program that is, you know, moving some money from really rich people to low-income people. But
I think he was making more the point that the more they put in, the more they'll take out at retirement. I think that was his point.
Well, it might have been. That assumes the legislation gets written that way. I wouldn't assume that, but... Yeah. Okay. Good point, Gary. Gary, thank you. Thanks for the call and thanks for listening to us on SiriusXM. It's 47 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment here on the True People's Media, the Tom Hartman Program.
Bills piling up? Temporary prescriptions not cutting it? When your pet has an unscratchable itch, dull coat, or fur loss, you do everything you can to help. But the truth is, these issues start with their food. Sometimes pets just need a little something to balance out their bowl. Dinobite nutritional supplements add essential nutrients to mealtime to support a healthy digestive tract, skin and coat, and immune system. Because when your pet is their healthiest self, they're also their happiest self.
We were at a loss until we tried Dynavite. After just a few weeks, Maggie stopped all the itching and shedding. She had a healthy, shiny coat. Just a huge relief for all of us, but especially Maggie.
Get a free probiotics booster with your purchase of Dynavite for dogs by using code DOG at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com. Capterra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Welcome back. 52 minutes past the hour. Todd in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, listening on Sirius XM. Hey, Todd, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Sorry about that. I have just getting over a flu, so it might be a little hard to hear me, but...
You sound fine, Todd.
As far as Social Security goes, my opinion on it is, why don't we drop it down to 65 where it used to be? 140,000, expand that to 250,000. And then above 250,000, instead of the 5.6 or 6.2%, go down to say 2 to 3%. For the rest of their money.
So why should we cut billionaires? Why should we cut billionaires? Why should we give them a tax break?
It's not necessarily giving them a tax break. It's more of a compromise to get people on board.
Yeah. I get what you're saying, Todd. And let me just change the frame here. The frame that was operating in my conversation with Charles and to some extent with Paul was that when billionaires pay into the fund, if billionaires were to start paying into Social Security, then they would want some of that money back. And if they don't get some of that money back, that turns it into a welfare program, and that's not a good thing because we don't like welfare programs and all that kind of stuff. I'm arguing instead, and I should have made this argument with Charles, I just never got to it, that paying your Social Security taxes and not getting a penny back from it which is what would be the case for billionaires. I mean, they would get, you know, a couple thousand dollars a month when they retire, but not getting that money back is no different than paying your property taxes and not getting, you know, and not if you don't have kids who go to school, to the local public schools.
Yeah.
I mean, what, or paying your annual taxes and not making some of the profit that the military industrial complex gets or whatever. I mean, the fact of the matter is that we pay taxes for the public good. Social Security is part of the public good. It is old age poverty insurance. We don't want to go back to a time like we had prior to 1934, where you literally had old people freezing to death on the streets in the winter and starving in the summer.
And not only doing that, but committing crimes, trying to feed themselves, or spreading disease because they have no way of being able to get any health care or get anywhere for shelter. It's about the public good.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why
I agree with going all the way to a billion. I don't care.
And that's why we shouldn't graduate it. That's why it should be just a flat rate. Everybody pays 6.2% or whatever the magic number is. When I said 5.6, I was just pulling numbers out of the air. I said, I was not sure. Paul said it was 6.2. I'll take Paul's word for it. Everybody should pay that, and they should pay that on every penny of income that they have. And frankly, I think that they should pay that on capital gains income as well as regular income, because that's how most rich people, take their money. So, yeah, I'm with you. Todd, thank you. Thank you very much for that. Michael in Greenville, South Carolina. Hey, Michael, what's up?
Hey, Tom, I just turned 65. I'm a Desert Storm veteran.
Mm-hmm.
And the Army or the VA notified me that I would not be paying $14 a month for TRICARE for life, air quotes. They transferred me over to Medicare.
Oh, really?
Medicare sent me a bill for over $600.
Right.
For the next 3 months of my premiums. After that, $160 a month.
Wow. So what happened to the TRICARE? Is it age limited at 65 or something?
In order to receive TRICARE, I have to pay Medicare Part B.
Huh.
And that costs me
$160.
Yeah.
Yeah, the $600 for 3 months. Wow.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Michael. I'm really unfamiliar with veterans benefits and how they work, so I can't speak to this, but it does sound like it's not the very...
I'm getting screwed with my pants on.
Yeah, exactly. It does sound like it's not the best system. Michael, I got to run, but thank you for the call. Thanks for sharing your experience with us and adding one more bit of data as we all get informed about all these things. Amazing. All righty. Up next, Katie Hobbs and the Republicans in Arizona. This is such a sad story. I'll tell you about it right after the break.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Big tech companies will try to tell you that changing your settings and turning off app tracking is all you need to do to protect your privacy. Right. Are we supposed to believe that the big bad tech wolf has now turned into our sweet grandma? The truth is, big tech can't stop themselves from looking at what you do online. To protect myself against big tech's prying eyes, I use ExpressVPN. When you use the ExpressVPN app on your computer or phone, you are hiding your unique IP address. On top of that, ExpressVPN encrypts and reroutes all your online activity. Just takes one click to protect all your devices. That's why ExpressVPN is rated number one by CNET, Wired, TechRadar, and countless others. Visit expressvpn.com/Tom, and you can get an extra 3 months free on a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/THOM. expressvpn.com/...
Join me tomorrow morning as Governor Evers graces the Civic Media Airways via the Earl Ingram Show, 9:15 a.m. on 540 AM WAUK and 101 FM, The Show.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It is the Monday after the first Packers game, and I think everyone right now is licking their wounds.
But I do love that you're leading with "The Bears Still Suck" as the intro song. I mean, we're already on to week two.
Why are we not good at the season opener?
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 548.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.